More primaries. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Among them in New York State, where the candidates for governor in November are set.
Democrat Kathy Hochul won the chance to earn the people's vote in November after being elevated following Andrew Cuomo's resignation. She said her quest comes in difficult times.
The court came after our right to protect citizens from guns on the streets and abolished the ability to have women's autonomy over their own bodies.
She will face Congressman Lee Zeldin, who won the GOP primary and pledged,
"One party rule will end. Kathy Hochul will get fired."
In her remarks, Hochul called Zeldin a Trump cheerleader. The former president did not officially back a primary candidate.
Fox's Gernal Scott. In Illinois, Democrats have renominated Governor J.B. Pritzker. He'll face Republican Darren Bailey in November. Republican Senators Mike Lee of Utah and James Lankford of Oklahoma have won their primary races as well. Former President Trump blasting the testimony of a former White House aide to the January 6th committee on Tuesday as a total phony. Cassidy Hutchinson testified that she was told by another staffer that the then president became agitated when his security detail would not drive him to the Capitol on January 6th.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing."
But a source close to the Secret Service tells Fox News two Secret Service agents who were in the car are prepared to testify before Congress that President Trump did not lunge at the steering wheel or assault them. It is not clear whether the January 6th committee will accept the agent's offer to testify. The medical examiner in San Antonio confirming five more people who'd been trapped in a large truck have died, raising the number of migrant dead to 51. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Another state's ban on abortion has been halted by a judge.
Texas claimed abortion was prohibited in the state, citing an old law from 1925 they now claimed was in effect again following the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the U.S. Supreme Court last week. A state judge in Houston is putting it on hold amidst a suit filed by the Center for Reproductive Rights, a group representing abortion providers. The judge's order means Texas law as it stood before Friday, allowing pregnancy termination through the sixth week, is again, for now, the rule in Texas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An apparent bank robbery gone wrong on Canada's Vancouver Island, not far from the border with Washington State, led to a gun battle Tuesday that's left two gunmen dead and six police officers wounded. The first American to be convicted in a U.S. jury trial of joining ISIS has had his prison term reduced from 20 years to 14 after an appeals court ordered a new sentencing hearing for Mohammed Quis, who was convicted in 2017 of providing material supports to terrorists as well as a weapons charge. There's no evidence that Quis actually fought for the Islamic State, but he reportedly did offer to become a suicide bomber. The man who tried to kill President Ronald Reagan speaking about it publicly for the first time.
In his first TV sit-down interview since his unconditional release, John Hinckley Jr. talked with CBS about what drove him to attempt to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. He confirmed it was to impress actress Jodie Foster, but he says he doesn't really remember the attempt at all. The attempt paralyzed Press Secretary James Brady, injured Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy, and police officer Thomas Delante, and sent the president to the hospital for 2 weeks. Hinckley called the moment traumatic. He expressed that he has true remorse for what he did and apologized. Hinckley was found not guilty by reasoning of insanity. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.